What's it all for?
Various artists.
Life Informs is a survey exhibition of Pauline Kahurangi Yeabury's practice, currently showing it to Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery. Yeabury is considered a leading practitioner in Māori modernist art and was one of the first Māori artists to introduce Māori mythology into contemporary art, although for years her work has been largely overlooked. She was one of the first Māori women to attend the Elam School of Fine Arts in Auckland, where she worked later as a tutor too. Her work is characterised by a bold and illustrative style, of which she is most renowned for her incised wooden panels featuring figures from Māori whakapapa narratives. Life Informs is the first solo exhibition of Yeabury's work in a public art gallery. I had a korero with curator Hester Rowan about Yeabury's life, practice and legacy, as well as Hester's curatorial process for putting together Life Informs. Just to kind of introduce our korero and introduce the exhibition, firstly, who was Pauline Kahurangi Yeabury?
Well, she was a trailblazing Ngāpuhi artist. She was born Pauline Kahurangi Bloomfield in Matauri Bay in the far north in 1928. And then when she was a teenager, she moved to Tāmaki Makaurau with her family and enrolled at Elam School of Fine Arts in 1943. And she studied there until 1949, when she became the very first Māori woman to gain a fine art qualification from Elam School of Fine Art. And following that, she also worked as a tutor at the art school until 1951. And then she returned to the far north and established herself in Koro Rareka Russell, where she was commissioned to design and paint a number of murals. And then in 1966, she exhibited in the very first exhibition of contemporary Māori art in a public institution. That exhibition was called New Zealand Māori Culture and the Contemporary Scene. And it was curated by artist Buck Nin and Baden Pede for Canterbury Museum. And four of her paintings were shown in this exhibition alongside the work of other leading contemporary Māori artists. So this was a really significant moment for contemporary Māori art. Then the following year, 1967, she opened her own gallery in Koro Rareka, where she sold and promoted her work. And her wooden incised panels became very popular at her gallery. And then in 1976, she produced a large format book, which is called The Children of Rangi and Papa, The Māori Story of Creation, which pairs her retelling of the Māori creation story with 15 vibrant and evocative illustrations, which she painted. But very sadly, only 1 year after the publication of the book in 1977, Yeabury passed, and so her career was prematurely cut short.
And you've kind of touched on it there, but Yeabury was one of the first Māori artists to introduce Māori mythology into contemporary art, and she's very significant in this sense. Can you tell me a bit about the kaupapa of Yeabury's practice and her way of storytelling through art?
As you mentioned, Yeabury's work regularly engages with narratives from Te Ao Māori. Stories about Atua, such as the separation of Rangi and Papa. Stories about the exploits of Tupuna, such as Hinemoa and Tutanakai. I think that it was actually put best by Yeabury herself. She wrote about why she wanted to write her book, The Children of Rangi and Papa. She says, "I've always been interested in mythology and legends. It's part of my inheritance. What was important to my ancestors is important to me. Using traditional myths and legends in a more modern idiom is very important. Otherwise, our culture would become static and die."
Yeabury worked and collaborated with her husband, Jim Yeabury. Do we know much about what that working relationship looked like?
Well, Pauline and Jim Yeabury met at Elam. He was a fellow student. He'd been in the war and he was at Elam as part of a rehabilitation program. And after the couple married, they moved together to Koro Rareka and they painted houses together. They worked on the murals together. And then they also set up the gallery together. So they collaborated throughout their married life, but possibly their best known collaboration is on the incised wooden panels, which have become Yeabury's best known work. So when Jim was at Elam, he actually became interested in incised wood. So when they were making the works together, Pauline would design them, and then it was actually Jim who selected the rimu panels and then by hand would actually carve into the surfaces of the panels the designs. So they had a very positive working relationship based on the amazing works that they produced together. And in the dedication in Yeabury's book, she acknowledges the support that she got from Jim. So she says, "For my mother, from whence I am, and for Jim, my husband, with whom I am, and whose love, encouragement, and belief in me and what I was doing was a necessity."
She writes so beautifully.
She does, doesn't she? I'm so glad we have these records of her writing.
Yeah, totally. Coming to talk about this exhibition specifically, you created this show. When did you first come across Yeabury's practice, and what is it about her work that you're personally drawn to?
I actually saw one of Yeabury's works for the first time in person at Webb's Auction House. They had two small panels on display, and the one that really stuck in my mind depicted Tangaroa, and his body was so fluidly depicted with sinuous lines, and he appeared to be sort of elegantly folded into the confines of this rectangular panel. It was almost as if he was waiting to unfurl out of the image and into existence. And that was what I kind of kept coming back to while working on this exhibition. She's got this amazing ability to communicate energy and emotion through bodies. And you can see in some of the early drawings that we have in the exhibition that she made while she was at Elam. She's got an amazing skill at life drawing and also portraiture and a real understanding of the human body. And then in later works, her figures become more stylized. They've got really long limbs and giant feet and hands. And it's this sort of more illustrative graphic style that she's become known for. And there's a real rhythm and energy in these works. And the other thing that's characteristic about her later work is, just like that panel of Tangaroa, the figures are most often depicted pushed right close to the edge of the picture plane. So it's as if they're sort of barely being restrained by the confines of the board or the frame.
With Life and Forms as a survey exhibition, it's exhibiting incised wooden panels featuring figures from Māori whakapapa narratives, for which Yeabury is best known, of course, and as well as lesser known drawings and paintings. For you, what was the process for selecting and curating this exhibition? How did you choose those works?
As you say, there is variety in this exhibition. Increasingly, people are becoming familiar with Yeabury's incised panels, but there is a real breadth to her practice. Curating the exhibition was a bit of a treasure hunt, really. Her work has only been included in major exhibitions again in the last 5 years. So for almost 50 years following her death, she was not really included in exhibitions or written about at all. So I'm very grateful to Nigel Burrell, who drew attention to her work in Toitū Toi Ora in 2020, and also Julia Waite, who spotlighted Yeabury in Modern Women, Flight of Time in 2024. Both of these exhibitions were held at Auckland Art Gallery, Toi o Tāmaki. But I'm also very grateful for the existence of publications like Toi Te Mana, because that's just such an incredible resource. And also I was fortunate to work with curator and writer Megan Tarmati Quinnell, who wrote an exhibition essay and also was involved in writing the labels for the exhibition. In terms of actually sourcing the works, Jim Yeabury gifted a large number of Pauline's works to Russell Museum, Te Whare Taonga o Koro Rārika. So the amazing Fiona Moore, who's the curator at Russell Museum, and the rest of the team very generously loaned a large number of works for this exhibition. But we also loaned works from other institutions like Christchurch Art Gallery, Te Puna or Waifitu, the Fletcher Trust Collection and Whangarei Art Museum. And then the amazing team at Webbs also helped to connect us with people who very lucky and own Pauline's work. So some of them also generously loaned work for the exhibition.
As you kind of touched on there, recognition of the significance of Yeabury and her practice, as well as the market value of her work, has increased significantly in recent years. You know, you touched on Nigel Borrell's Toitū Toiora, Māori Contemporary Art, and more recently Julia Waite's Modern Woman, Flight of Time, as two exhibitions in pretty recent years that have exhibited Yeabury's work at Auckland Art Gallery, Toyo Tamaki. Do you think that these exhibitions have increased mainstream interest and awareness of senior artists such as Yeabury's work in the marketplace? What do you think that relationship has been?
I think exhibitions absolutely increase public interest in an artist's work. As well as those two exhibitions, Yeabury's work was also included in the Sydney Biennale last year. Mm. So that helped to increase international awareness of her work. With someone like Yeabury, whose contribution to contemporary Māori art has been largely overlooked for 50 years, exhibitions and public interest lead to more research into the artist, an increased understanding of how much they have influenced art in Aotearoa and what their contribution was. But they're also a really great way of connecting with people who knew the artist or who own work by the artist. Already we've had multiple people come in to view our exhibition and say, oh, I knew Pauline, or I remember visiting her gallery in the 60s, or I've got a beautiful work of hers at home. So exhibitions, they can be so productive in terms of what you mention, increasing interest and awareness of senior artists.
100%. And we're looking at and talking about Yeabury's work almost 100 years since she was born, which, you know, it's been a long time. And as you say, like, she has been overlooked for a long time, but it's really amazing to see increased recognition of her work in more recent times. What do you think is the lasting legacy or importance of Pauline Kahurangi Yeabury's work?
Other artists from her generation, some of them are very well known. The likes of Ralph Hortede, for example. Mm. But the women of this generation, they've not always received the same recognition as their male counterparts. Another example that comes to mind is Marilyn Webb, who sadly passed in 2021. But increased attention has been drawn to her work in recent years. Really, the legacy of Yeabury and her contemporaries, it's very simple, but it's really powerful. They were the very first generation of contemporary Māori artists, and they've paved the way for all future generations of contemporary Māori artists.
That was Assistant Curator at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery, Hester Rowan, speaking to me about Pauline Kahurangi Yeabury, Life and Forms. The exhibition is on now until the 27th of July.